With great honor and pleasure, we receive Abuna, the beloved Yehumen, Abuna Yohanna Mansour from El Giza, Wakil Am Mutraniyat El Giza, Wakil Mutraniyat El Giza, and the Yehumen for St. George Church and El Giza, St. George Cathedral. His Reverend spoke about John the Baptist and his house, and actually tomorrow is the feast of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. Therefore, because today is the first Sunday in the Catholic year, we speak about the feast of St. John the Baptist, the greatest among the women's children. His Reverend spoke also about the importance of being attached to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us life for our spirits, souls, and bodies. Because in many times we feel lukewarmness because of the lack of communication with our Lord Jesus Christ. But when we have relationship with Him, He will give us the spiritual heat, the spiritual feelings, as He gave to the martyrdom whom we celebrate the beginning of their new year, 1917. The martyrs loved our Lord Jesus Christ up to the end, until they shed their blood for the sake of His name. Then he spoke about the Christian house. The Christian house is the small church. And when the small church is strong enough, then the mother church will be also strong as well. The husband is called the Lord of the house, or the priest of the house, to give an idea about the Christian house as a church. It's very important to have love, to be in love with one another in the Christian house. We can have different opinions, but without breaking to the love between each other. In love, we can discuss everything. We need nowadays to this Christian house. The Lord Jesus Christ said, whenever two or three are assembled together in my name, I'll be among them or between them. So we now need very essentially to the family prayers. His Reverend said, why do we stop now the family prayer? We have to pray together as a family every night, and also to read the Bible. When the Word of God is in the house, then the Lord Jesus Christ will be in this house too. There is a story about a person who didn't read the Bible, and he fell sick, very sick. And then he had a daughter. She was devout, although she was young, but she brought the Bible and she started to read the Bible to him at his bed. And then he was impressed, until he said, I asked that God heals me, not because I want to live more, but because I want to read more and more, to read every word in the Holy Bible and to know the Word of God. After his departure, it was the will of God that his house became a place in which they print the Holy Bible to the Christians. The presence of the Word of God and the Holy Bible in the house save us from divisions, even if we divide sometimes, but through the Word of God, this division could be healed and we can come back to the unity of heart and the unity of love. St. John of the Golden Mouth says to the husband, give love to your wife, and says to the wife, give obedience to your husband. But when the husband loves his wife without waiting for her obedience, he will find the obedience of his wife. And when the wife obeys her husband and respects him without waiting for his love, she will find his love too. He means to say that we have to start with ourselves. Don't wait for the other part to start and then you react. Let you act even without waiting for their action, but you will find the good reaction to your action towards your spouse. Also about the children, he said, tie them in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Plant in them the virtues as the mothers and the parents did with their children. Have a chance for an open discussion with them. Open your heart to them. Listen to them. But in the circle of love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, another point is our love or our relationship with our relatives must be not on account of our relationship of our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, St. Damiana loved her father, but she sent to him warning because he denied the Word of God, and she could warn him again, and he became a martyr, and afterwards she also became a martyr in the church. But her love to her father wasn't on the account of her love to our Lord Jesus Christ. On the contrary, there are also some mothers who love their children, but they love them through the love of God. In the days of the martyrdom, we know Saint Rebecca and her children. Saint Rebecca was afraid that she may be killed before her children. So she asked the persecutors to let her take her children one by one on her knees to cut off for them to cut off their necks before she offered herself for martyrdom. This is the true love that we are eager to put our children in the hands of God first, not to take care of them in this world on the materials of this world, but also to take care of them spiritually. He said, also plant the faith in your children, so as to gain from them a good fruit in their life. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة وبارك حياتنا اجعلها سنة مبروكة. Let us pray that it may be a blessed year and a fruitful year in our life. Glory be to God forever. Amen.